Welcome back to the Morgan News Hour here on WEAA 88.9 FM. The Morgan News Hour caught up with Dr. Darrell L. Williams, Superintendent of Baltimore County Public Schools. He shares his thoughts about the return to school on Monday.
I'm joined today by Dr. Darrell Williams, Superintendent of Baltimore County Public Schools. Welcome to the Morgan News Hour.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Thank you. So, first question, you're starting the school year under a state of emergency. School starts on Monday. Is the district ready?
So we begin preparation for the start of school year always in the spring. And as you know, during this past year, probably monthly, we had to make changes based on what was happening with the metrics. And so we're prepared to receive all 111,000 plus students come Monday. We also position that we have our leadership team, we have our health experts and partners that we meet regularly. So if we have to make some changes based on what's happening in our communities, we will discuss that and, of course, work with those schools and communities to adjust any plan that we already have established. So we're ready. We're excited. I just visited some schools today for our student orientation. The kids are excited to be in school. Our staff members are back. And so you can kind of sense that's the kind of positivity or that kind of energy in our schools. So it will probably continue as we start officially on Monday, August 30th.
That's great. So the district implemented a masking mandate. What has the feedback been?
Well, this work has led to the collaboration of our experts and our collaboration with our unions. So before we actually made that announcement, there were conversations with our health experts, there were conversations with our union leaders, and they all supported. And so as I go out and visit schools, I hear from staff, they say, you know, it was a good call. Good call because, as you know, some of our kids are not eligible for the vaccine. So what we can do is put masks for everyone. And so our board supported that as well. And so the feedback has been positive. There are some folks who are anti-vaccine and anti-mask. And we just share with them what the health experts are telling us and trying to encourage them to read a little bit more, do their research. But I won't say there hasn't been some negative press about that. But the overwhelming feedback is that folks are supportive because we want to keep our kids in person, in schools. We don't want to close schools. So this is one more layer of protection by requiring masks for everyone.
So what would happen if the state positivity rate goes above whatever the percentage may be and you're required to close schools again? Are you guys prepared for that? What's the goal?
Yes. So what I presented at our last school board meeting, kind of like these if-then scenarios. So we're really looking at community transmission and how that may be impacting schools or vice versa. So therefore, we look at what's happening in a particular area and make the best decision for that area. So we have, I kind of described it in a previous interview, like plan A, B, C, and D. Now we're saying those are those if-then. So if it's an isolated situation, we deal with that separately. If it's an outbreak and multiple students in a particular school, then we'll deal with that particular school. If there are multiple schools, we'll look at that zone or that area. If it seems to be happening across the district, then we'll have to look at the whole district and maybe look at going to virtual for the whole district. So again, we're monitoring those rates. And again, our health experts and I and my senior leadership team members, we meet weekly to discuss what's happening in our county.
So I have a granddaughter who's 9 years old back home in upstate New York. And when I last saw her, I had sensed anxiety. So the question I have is, has the district seen a rise in anxiety among students, and is there help available for them?
So there's always help. We did put in our budget more counselors, more social workers, PPWs. We've added more modules and outreach to our parents. I think there is some anxiety. I think some of the anxiety that may have started that our students couldn't see other students. They couldn't interact with other students and their friends. We've also developed videos so families can see what it may look like entering into a school. And these early entry days or student orientation days provide another opportunity to have students slowly come back. Remember back in March, we did a phase in of students. And what I've watched back then was some of our families were watching to see what 1 week went. You know, what did that feel like and look like? And talking to other parents and just really trusting that we've had our mitigation strategies in place. They talked to families about what was their experience. So I think that conversation with school staff and, you know, parent to parent, neighbor to neighbor, to talk about their experiences may alleviate some of that anxiety. But I saw, because I had a child in college who couldn't interact with her classmates, but had to do a lot of stuff online. Mm-hmm. And I think our kids like to be around each other. Right. They want to play activities. They want to be involved in extracurricular activities. So I think a lot of our students experience some type of anxiety because it wasn't normal. It felt different. And the more we can try to engage and educate, I'm hoping that will lessen that. But we also realize we got to deal with the social-emotional learning of our students. Students were impacted either personally or other friends with COVID-19 in terms of family members, friends. And so we've added some additional staffing. And I have to tell you, our classroom teachers, whether they were in the elementary, middle, and high, they really attended to building those stronger relationships with students by checking in. They did a lot of checking in mm-hmm. at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. And I think those points and those strategies really help to lessen that anxiety. But today, walking into a building and just feeling that excitement, it's hard to sense a lot of anxiety. You know, sometimes just being new in a building can cause some anxiety. So I think across America, every school principal will be working with parents and the students to lessen some of that anxiety. And some of that is just being back in school.
Mm-hmm. Final question. What is your favorite part about back to school or starting a new school year?
Wow. The favorite part is seeing our students in school and talking to them and hearing about what their summer was like and hearing about any particular goals they have for the upcoming year. And then talking to our staff, you know, I'm always talking to students and staff when I'm in classes and just getting to know them. We got to remember this business that we're in education is about the people. And so as much as I try to connect with the people in our buildings, our students and staff, just to see how they're going. So I think this year being back, starting the school year in person, I think will really lift many of our staff members and our students. And our staff has said, you know, they missed the kids mm-hmm. at some point last year. So I think just being in the same room, even with masks on, I think our staff will be extremely excited to welcome back our students. So I'm looking forward to this school year.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Darryl Williams, for joining us today on the Morgan News Hour. We look forward to having you back on soon.
Well, thank you, and thank you to Morgan State. We got a lot of graduates over here, not only in our teacher ed, but they are administrators. And so Morgan State is doing a good job in preparing future educators and administrators. So thank you for all that you all do over there at Morgan State University.